said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep and had a hammock in the yard." She said, "Boy, you don't know it, but you just blew it." I said, "That's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Whoa, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." That deer in the headlight look, she read my face like the cover of a book. You see,
don't expect me to believe all of that static. Mm-mm. 'Cause just last week I threw that hammock up in the attic.
My skin got so thin you could see right through it. I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." You know, there comes a time in every man's life when he knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eyes, beg for mercy, and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There was no hanky-panky, not a woman inside. I know I should have called, baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, and I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know I ain't gonna do nothing, darling, unless you approve it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it.